speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
I have seen the Lord. Those are the words that close out our gospel, and they are the words that Mary Magdalene brings to the other disciples. I have seen the Lord. Unlike seeing anything else, when you see the Lord, you will be transformed. You will be changed. Now, for most of us good moderns and some of us postmoderns here at Holy Cross, we know that what you see depends oftentimes on what you are looking for. If you are looking for cellular development, you might need a microscope. If you are looking for stars or galaxies or something like that, you might need a telescope, perhaps even the Hubble telescope. What you are looking for is what makes you see. The good news today is not just that Mary Magdalene and Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb. It's that they were looking for something that would transform their lives. Yes, the good news is that the Lord is risen indeed. But the even better news is that Mary Magdalene had her name called by the Lord. And even better, that she was able to exclaim, Rabboni! Now, you all look marvelous. That's my best Billy Crystal from 1985. But better than looking marvelous is the reality that you all got up this morning, hopefully, looking for something different, looking to be transformed and changed by the risen Lord. It is one thing to see the risen Lord. It is another thing to have the risen Lord call out your name and call you out into mission. Go tell others what you have seen. Now, I am so thankful that you all got up this Easter morning, that you look marvelous, that you're here with your friends and family, and that you are excited to be here, my dear friend Patsy. But even better is that your name is being called by the one you are looking for. The one who was in the tomb and is now resurrected, the Lord. Good news is not just that you're here. The good news is that the risen Lord knows your name. And today, what we are doing is not just sitting idly by, looking, we indeed are receiving that invitation with great joy and great love and great faith in our hearts so that we might exclaim with Mary Magdalene and with the other disciples, indeed, the Lord is risen. That, my friends, is the good news. Amen and alleluia.